A mass funeral service is going to be held next Wednesday for the 21 people who died in an Eastern Cape tavern on Sunday morning. The provincial government saying that thereafter the families will be helped with transportation of the remains to be interred at burial sites of their choice. The investigation also continuing at the moment into what happened in that tavern at the weekend. Unathi Binkosi is the Eastern Cape Community Safety Spokesperson. Unathi, good afternoon to you. Thanks for your time on the Midday Report today. The investigation is still continuing at the moment. From a community safety perspective, what are you able to say about what you know actually happened?
Look, we wish not to speculate about what happened, and we'd like to urge everyone, the media included, not to get drawn into that. We have full confidence in the pathologist and everybody who is doing their forensic investigations, that they will give us exactly what happened that has killed so many young lives. So we are awaiting the outcome of the post-mortem, confident that it will tell us what happened.
And then, of course, the funeral preparations are underway for that mass funeral service that will be held next Wednesday. The government is playing a role in that.
Yeah, that's correct. The burial is taking, rather the funeral service is taking place on Wednesday next week. And thankfully, there was one outstanding body that was yet to be identified. And by late yesterday, that body was identified by the family. So that gives us full confidence that we'll be able to carry on with the funeral service for each of the 21 victims. Government definitely is playing a role. Of course, there has been a lot of donations that have been coming from the private sector, which we highly appreciate. There are some funeral homes that have placed coffins for each of the victims, something that we really, really welcome. The government on the side of the municipality has waived any charges that they normally place for grave sites for each of the victims that will be buried within the Buffalo City Metro. But of course, if the funeral is taking place in rural areas, there are no such charges that will be taken. So that is the contribution that is coming from the government side. But the bulk of it is only coming from the private sector.
Okay. Unathi, thank you very much. Unathi Binkosi, the Eastern Cape Community Safety Spokesperson, giving us an update there. That investigation still continuing into the Inyobeni Tavern and the death of 21 teenagers as funeral preparations continue.